right, Tuesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me see who is in the chat tonight. Robin Aroni is on. JD Joy is on. Scott Allott is on. Scooter Magruder is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Skunk 71 is on. Richard Perry 49 is on. Hassle Free TV is on. Mike Griffith is on. Bud Dave is on. Behaven is on. TJT1 is on. Salty Gonads is on. Let me see. Aggravane is on. Judy Anita is on. Tim L. T-Bird is on. Hassle Free TV is on. Sexy Pony is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Mark 1069 is on. Arkawali is on. General Plowman is on. Jim Brody is on. Granite 2468 is on. DK Jackson is on. K4VMS is on. Big Scott 1 is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Let me see here. Scrolling down. Michelle Tall is on. Let me see here. Lady Vu is on. Nate Dad 1 is on. Peg McGroin is on. Uncle Wally is on. JBC 2020 is on. Waterline 46 is on. Hector Antonio is on. Confederate 1 is on. Johnny F62 is on. Blade Runner is on. Leon Fish Puppy is on. Scrolling down to the bottom here. Let me see what we got here. Nate Dad 1 is on. All right, just about. There's Bruce Aaron is on. Thank goodness. There we go. All right, let's get to miscellaneous nonsense of the day. Shall we just have some fun? Everybody will know what I'm talking about here. If you could just side by side that for me, gives everybody some context. Let's talk about the American Eagle ad, shall we, just for fun, because it is the outrage all over America right now on the left, because the left thinks that this insinuates that we are trying to raise up the Third Reich again. That's what the left thinks. All right, let's break this down. Red Wave Press video. Liberals and mainstream media are losing their minds. Play for me.
Actress Sydney Sweeney in the middle of a political firestorm after online critics claim that her new ad seen there for American Eagle jeans promotes racism. FBN's Lauren Simonetti's got the details on that for us. So what exactly are people saying?
Hey, Sandra. Well, MSNBC, an opinion writer there, writes Sydney Sweeney's ad showed an unbridled cultural shift toward whiteness after the retailer, American Eagle, released this denim ad starring the White Lotus star.
Jeans are passed down from parents to offspring, often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even eye color. My jeans are blue.
Sydney Sweeney has her jeans.
Jeans, as in J-E-A-N-S, Sandra. Well, that ad, dividing America. Liberal online magazine Slate explains, and I quote, one side declared that American Eagle's campaign carried racial undertones, promoted eugenics, and served as fascist propaganda. The other side embraced Sweeney as a jeans model and celebrated the commercial as a nail in the coffin for woke advertising. Neither American Eagle nor Sweeney have responded to our request for comment, but the ad is certainly catching eyeballs. One that dropped has been viewed more than 1.5 million times on Instagram, and that's helped the company on Wall Street. Look, shares are down more than 25% this year, but the stock has popped since this collab was first announced. As for Sweeney, Sandra, she gets her own jean out of this. All revenue from the Sydney jean will be donated to domestic violence awareness.
I'm Googling American Eagle stock.
And?
It was down for a long time, and it seems like it's definitely gotten a pop since this came out. So yeah.
So the stance of the globalist left and the left inside of America is that ad was promoting the killing of races. Eugenics. That's what it's claiming. Now remember, this is the party, the Democratic Party, that is the party of eugenicists. This is the party of Margaret Sanger. This is the party that kills 2 million babies per year inside the United States of America. But this ad by, I don't even know who this woman is, Sydney Sweeney. I have no idea who she is. I'm assuming an actress. But allegedly, she is promoting killing every race but white from that ad. This is why it has gotten to the place now. This is why you see attacks on white people by a group of black people. The reason why that's happening, the reason why there is a war on whiteness, is because of this rhetoric coming from the left. It has nothing to do with the ad. It has to do with the response to the ad, just like COVID. There was no need to ever even respond to COVID, but it was the response to COVID that then brought forth the insanity that we saw. And it's the exact same thing here. There's nothing. This has nothing to do with race. If anything, it's making fun of all the racial politics. But what happens with all this is this rhetoric from the left licenses people on the left to attack white people because they're attacking Adolf Hitler. It's right to attack evil people. That's the point of it. That's why we're seeing what we're seeing. You're not seeing mass attacks on blacks by whites. Does it happen occasionally? Not that I've seen. I can't even say that it happens. Because there's no video out there right now of any mass group of white people attacking a black person. You know why there isn't? Because nobody would dare because of the societal ramifications, and not just societal ramifications, the judicial system ramifications, the legal ramifications would be so great, nobody would dare do it because you're going to be hung up by your bootstraps. If there's any way for them to accuse you of a hate crime, then nobody would dare ever do it. Nor should anybody ever attack an innocent person. You should only attack somebody when they are attacking you, when you're having to defend yourself. But this is exactly why we are seeing an extreme increase of black on white crime. And I know a lot of people run from it. And listen, you're like, Tom, you're never going to have any black people attending your church. I do have black people attending my church. But the truth is the truth. There is no increase on white on black crime. There is none. I can't even find any videos of it. All you can ever find is mass amount of black people attacking a singular white person. Those are simply the facts. It has nothing to do with that anybody's a racist, anybody's not a racist. It has nothing to do with any of that. It has to do with rhetoric like this. When Sydney Sweeney does an ad for jeans and interchanges J-E-A-N-S with J-E-N-E-S, it all becomes about eugenics, where she is advocating for the mass extinction of black people and every other race but white. And that's what, and this is why the Democratic Party has their worst, absolute worst polling numbers in history, is because they are choosing to be on the side of that rhetoric, which is asinine, nonsensical, illogical. It makes absolutely no sense. And the woman making the ad here, this actress or whatever she is, what is she, by the way?
Yeah, she's an actress.
Okay, yep. I don't have any idea who this woman is. But this actress, by the way, isn't making any money at all. She's donating every ounce of money that she makes to a charity of her choice and is probably leftist. I almost can guarantee you that she's a leftist. Do I know that for sure? Absolutely not. But MSNBC responds, Sydney Sweeney's ad shows an unbridled cultural shift towards whiteness. Why can't white people do a commercial? Well, I mean, explain to me why it is. Like, I watch all the commercials now, and it always has to be a mixed couple. It always has to be a couple whose husband is white or black. Or let's make it this: the husband's black, the woman's white, and they have two black kids and three Asian kids. Well, how that makes sense, I don't know, but that's the way that it is now. Why is it that it has to be? Why can't we have an ad with two white people in it? Why is it that we can't have any cultural icons that are white? Why is that? State says this, another leftist publication. One side declared that American Eagle's campaign carried racial overtones, promoted eugenics, and served as a fascistic propaganda. The other side embraced Sweeney as a jeans model and celebrated the commercials as a nail in the coffin of woke advertising. That's exactly right. I don't know what state is. I shouldn't say they're leftist. I just assumed that they were, judging from their first sentence, but I shouldn't make that assumption because they actually put out both sides. So it's absolutely ridiculous that you're stating that this is promoting basically death camps for everybody but white people. And this is why you see attacks on white people in the street, because it's justified in the minds of the attackers, because the white people are for eugenics. The white people are for Adolf Hitler. By the way, the people who are for Adolf Hitler are always on the left, because Adolf Hitler was a leftist. Not alt-right, alt-left. He gets falsely promoted as alt-right. He is actually alt-left, national socialist. How is socialist ever a right-wing agenda item? It never is. Look at this. So here's what the left, now here's another ad for you. Another ad that just came out. I haven't heard, Aaron, can you side by side us? Just side by side there. I mean, nobody on the left has any problem with this. This is who the left is. By the way, if you're a leftist, if you're a member of the Democratic Party and you aren't for these things and you don't actually believe that the Sidney Sweeney ad was a eugenics ad, then you need to run from the Democratic Party. Your party has lost its ever-loving freaking minds because this is perfectly fine with them right here. This is perfectly fine with them. Any person who, AK Kamara video, any person who refers to this JVN man as she or her should be stripped of their citizenship and deported. I agree. The left has no problem with this whatsoever. Play for me.
JVN here is now Alta, and I'm here to see the display for the first time, you guys. Hi, what's your name?
Paulina.
Nice to meet you, Paulina. Hi. Nice to meet you. What's your name, honey? Nice to meet you. We're going to see what JVN hair looks like at Ulta for the first time. It's going to be Ulta fun. Okay, let's see it. Who's that? She's so pretty. I got highlights since then. You guys, do you think it's pretty?
It's gorgeous.
Do you think she's going to get along with all of her other new Ulta friends?
She fits right in.
She does, right? Mm-hmm. JVN hair is now at Ulta Beauty nationwide. We love the hair you have.
All right, here's my first observation. As he is dancing around like this, acting like a woman, remember there's a penis that's bouncing up and down. Remember there's a penis jumping up and down right there in his pants. Just remember that. I'm not trying to get you to picture that. That's just simply the reality of it all. So here you have this man. Look at the ad. Look at the ad now. And no, Democrats have lots of problems with a very, very feminine Sydney Sweeney doing a jeans ad, which simply says that her jeans are blue. She didn't say her jeans are white. Which, by the way, I'd have no problem with her saying that. Because you know what? If you're white, you should have no problem with being white. None whatsoever. Just like you should have no problem with being black. No problem at all. It's the way that it should be. But anyway. Look at this ad, and Democrats are perfectly fine with this, that there is now a man with a beard laying in a picture with women, and everyone's going to pretend that this bearded man, fully penised, not lopped it off. You know why it is that it's not lopped off? Because he wants to use it. Because what he actually is either an effeminate heterosexual man who wants to be around lots of women, or an effeminate homosexual man who wants to use his penis. He is not a woman, so he leaves his penis on. And there he is. I mean, imagine walking in. Aaron had to tell me what all this is. You have to excuse some of my cultural ignorance. That's why I have to lean on Aaron. But I honestly don't, I've never even heard of the store Ulta. I have no idea. You're like, Tom, what do you do? What do you do with your life? Nothing.
Podcast.
I podcast and I preach messages. I go back and forth. I literally live 8 minutes from here. I go back and forth to this building every day of my life. That's what I do. 6 days a week. That's what I do. That's all I do. I have a driver's license appointment coming up and my wife's making herself go with me because she's afraid I can't handle it on my own. When I had to go get a phone, I smashed my phone, a temper tantrum, smashed my phone. I had to call Aaron for him to come get it with me too because I had no idea how to get a new phone. So anyway, you're like, Tom, I don't know what Ulta is. I don't know what GVN is. Aaron explained it to me. Ulta is the store. So everyone, you know what I'm about to tell you about Ulta. Make sure you boycott it. Because if you walk into Ulta, you're going to see this ad. You're going to see an ad for female makeup with a man with a beard on that can't even put the makeup on because he has a beard instead. As he dances around with his bouncing penis. That is the epitome of the left. This is the living embodiment of the left. They have a major problem with a very feminine, good-looking woman doing a jeans ad who simply says, "My jeans are blue." I mean, obviously a play on words, and you say that is calling for the mass execution of a race, but you have absolutely no problem with this bearded man marginalizing all women of all races. You have no problem with that at all. Because this space right here has been taken over by a bearded man. There was a cosmetic contract with JVN and a cosmetic contract for that company with Ulta. Now been all for women's spaces. And now it's been taken over by a fully penis bearded man bouncing around with his bouncing penis. And you're not outraged by that at all if you're a leftist. Truly, truly amazing. Here's a great summation from Scott Jennings. Nanley Marie Carasimi video. Scott Jennings on exactly why the Democratic Party is collapsing. Play for me.
Democrats, because of the Biden presidency, because they lied about Joe Biden's condition, because they lied to the country about the inflationary impacts of his policies, have dug themselves the deepest hole they've ever been in the history of their party. That's number one. Number two, cultural radicalism. I mean, when the hills you're willing to die on are boys and girls sports, paying for transgender surgeries of inmates, which Kamala Harris had in the last election, when you're willing to die on these hills, when you're willing to go and say Maryland man unfairly deported back to his home country, I mean, when you're willing to die on all these 80-20 hills, eventually your approval rating will wind up, I'm no mathematician, but around 20.
Yeah, exactly.
They're getting there. And so this hole they've dug themselves in, like, if I can't trust you not to put a boy in my daughter's locker room, why would I talk to you about taxation policy or inflation or tariffs or anything else? You're trying to put a boy in my girl's locker room.
That's right.
Why?
And that's exactly right. That's why Democrats are siding with the 20% and all 80-20 issues. Aaron, you can side by side that. So, I mean, this is the actual ad, folks. This is what you're going to see on TV. This is what you're going to see when you walk into Ulta. Oh, man, imagine this. And the idiots, model women that are with this guy, not realizing that they are actually pushing their own selves out of jobs. Imagine how dumb you have to be. And of course, and there has to be a black woman, there has to be a white woman, there has to be an Asian woman, and there has to be a fully bearded, fully penis man pretending to be a woman in this ad. That's how allegedly leftists show their virtue. Look how open-minded we are. They're very open-minded unless you tell them the truth. They will say, I've actually got this video in the post game. They will say, you know, all leftists are about is allowing everybody to live how they want to live unless you disagree with them. Then you're not allowed to live. And you're certainly not allowed to live in freedom unless you agree with a leftist. But I mean, this is it. And Scott Jennings hits it on the money. So the hills that the Democratic Party are willing to die on right now are putting men in women's restrooms. And I spoke about this on Sunday. You mean from the pulpit, Tom? Absolutely. You mix politics from the pulpit? Absolutely. Watch the church on Sunday morning. Absolutely. There's no Bible verse that says don't mix politics. Don't mix politics with the pulpit. There's no Bible verse that says that. So I don't bother with any of those things. But no, imagine being the state of the Democratic Party right now is putting men in women's restrooms. And again, I said this, what I said on Sunday morning. And I say this from law enforcement experience, and I say this just from worldly experience. Men, women are never trying. There's never a peeping Tammy. There's only peeping Toms. I mean, it's even in the statutes. There's no peeping Tammys. There's no way. If transgenderism was correct, first of all, you would have women equally competing with men in men's sports, if it was correct. So there's no evidence of it being correct. Therefore, it's not correct. Just like COVID, just like climate change, no evidence of that being correct. Just like vaccine mandates, no evidence of it being correct. Therefore, it's not correct. You will tell a leftist, look, there's no evidence of you being correct. I'm still right. I'm still right. Based on what? Me feeling like I'm right. And so the hills they want to die on are putting men in women's restrooms so that men can leer at women, hoping to get a glimpse. Why aren't women lining up to get in the men's room? Why don't we have women standing next to men at urinals leering down? Why is that not happening? Because women don't do that. Men do that. Men are the ones that there are no, I mean, outside of teachers that are sleeping with their students in high school, because you have these malformed women that end up back in high school and they want to relive their high school days. So they're sleeping with some 16-year-old boy. All right. Besides that, there are no peeping Tammys. There are no women. I mean, I'm identifying as a man because I really want to get in the men's room. So maybe I can get a glimpse of a penis. That's not ever happening. And leftists are willing to die on the hill of jamming perverts like this guy right here into women's spaces and transgender surgeries, lopping off penises, testicles, and breasts of minors and illegals at taxpayer expense. That's the hills they're willing to die on. And they're willing to die on the hills of, like Scott Jennings said, calling Kilmar Abrego Garcia Maryland man and Maryland dad, Maryland father, when he is a human trafficker caught on tape by the Tennessee State Patrol. Simple as that. They're willing to die on the hill, going down and meeting with, having a margarita party with Kilmar Abrego Garcia, calling him a Maryland dad. We already know he's an MS-13 member. We already, We already know that he was caught on video human trafficking by the Tennessee State Patrol. We already know all those things. So again, we present you with all of the facts of whatever situation is. Here are all the facts governing this situation, because facts govern situations. And Democrats will simply go, I don't believe the facts. Remember, it was Biden who said, we choose truth over facts. Because truth, you can just say, you know what? That's my truth. But facts are actual facts. I don't even know where on earth I am right now. Where am I? Let me see. Oh, here we are. Oh, yeah. The people. I can't pronounce this. I would give due credit for this video, but I can't pronounce it. It's like in a foreign. Aaron, what do you think?
I have no idea.
Okay, if Aaron doesn't know, then it's over. Okay, yeah, that's the way
it's like
it is.
It's like a foreign.
Yeah, it's a foreign name. Otherwise, I'd give due credit for it. But here it is. Here's the leftist. Here is an example of the thousands of leftists' response to the Cindy Sweeney jeans ad. Play it for me.
Did American Eagle just run an ad for eugenics?
Genes are passed down from parents to offspring, often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even eye color. My jeans are blue.
Cindy Sweeney has her canes.
Totally just talking about denim, right? Just a blonde-haired, blue-eyed woman explaining how her good genes gave her personality and purity. I mean, are we really going to pretend that this isn't a little fasci-coded? Look, I'm not saying that Sydney Sweeney personally wrote this ad to revive the Third Reich, but American Eagle absolutely knew what they were doing here. You don't get to drop lines about inherited traits, blue eyes, and great genes while zooming in on somebody that could have walked straight off of a Nazi propaganda poster and expect people not to catch that reference. Good genes used to mean racial purity and fascist circles, and now it's just denim marketing. We are watching fascist aesthetics sneak back into pop culture through fashion ads, tradwife influencers, and yes, now blue jeans. If you think this was an innocent ad, you have not been paying attention.
It never even referred to race. And I can almost guarantee, Aaron told me that Sydney Sweeney's like one of the hottest people out there right now. I guarantee you she's a leftist. And she never even referred to race. If anything, it was a deflection from race. My jeans are blue since there is no blue race. How in the world do you somehow glean out of that ad that she is advocating or an American Eagle? By the way, American Eagle has been anything but right wing from my knowledge of them. Even though their name says right wing, it was kind of a right leaning name. Certainly have not been right leaning that I've seen. How in the world is this out of that? Okay, she says that this Sydney Sweeney could be put on any Nazi propaganda ad. All right, so I'm assuming then any white person that does any ad at all, it's a Nazi ad. Because Sydney Sweeney said nothing about Nazism, nothing about race, nothing about eugenics, nothing about skin color, nothing about anything, nothing about any Nazi belief system, nothing at all. So it's hard to even talk about. Because it's actually hard to frame it because it's completely nonsensical. What this leftist woman is simply saying then is that any white person doing an ad is a trope for Nazism. Any ad whatsoever, if you have, an NFL football player is white, does an ad, that's for Nazism. That's because her ad had nothing to do with politics at all. And that is what in order for you to qualify as a member of the Democratic Party and the globalist left right now is you some have to derive racial content out of things that have nothing to do with race, and you're perfectly fine with. Oh, Aaron's got something for me. American Eagle brand has supported progressive causes, such as backing the Parkland students' gun control efforts, promoting LGBTQ rights, and emphasizing body inclusivity. I thought so.
Yeah.
I thought so. Yep. So you're saying now? Nazis. This is like if you had Ben and Jerry's do an ad, because Ben and Jerry are both white, that's right off of a Nazi poster. That you could pull that ad right off of a Nazi poster. Looks just like Nazi propaganda. That's how much sense that woman is making. That any white person now that does an ad that it's Hitler-esque, that you could pull them right. I mean, there is no connection at all to Nazism. Not one. No reference, nothing. But yet, in order for you to be a leftist, you have to just make up connections and be perfectly fine. This End Wokeness video, be perfectly fine with situations like this. Play for me. And that woman is perfectly fine with this. Let's just go over this. Why is he in a hospital bed? Do you see the delusion? This is right out of 1984. Why is he in a hospital bed? Did he just squeeze that baby out of his penis hole? No. Why is he infirmed at all? He's not infirmed at all. And they put him in a hospital bed. Why is he in a hospital bed? It's all the same exact drama out of COVID. Where are the bodies? There are no bodies. Everyone just go back to freaking work and vote in person, all right? There's nothing going on. It's the same fake drama here. Why is he in a hospital gown, Aaron?
No idea.
Well, why is he in a hospital bed? Why is there a poor baby, a little girl, by the way, with her tiny little ear on this nasty man's hairy chest? Why is that with his braided hair? Why exactly is this going on? And why is every leftist in America perfectly fine with this, but have something wrong with American Eagle running an ad, which, by the way, as we have now proven, as Aaron has now proven, American Eagle is no friend of ours. Body inclusivity, LGBTQ rights are for all of those crazy leftist ideologies. So they're no friends of ours. So they obviously had no intent to promote the white race in their ad, especially when whiteness is never mentioned and the only color that's mentioned is blue and there is no blue race. Why is he in a hospital gown? Oh my gosh. It's just true. And leftists see this, you're perfectly fine. I guess crazy people don't know they're crazy. Just go to the next for me, guys. Just have to bring this one back. Little retro ad for everybody from 2022. Calvin Klein, leftist, had no problem with this. Hiring pregnant man, which, by the way, that is not a pregnant man. That is a woman who has taken testosterone to grow a beard and has a vagina and everything else and has sawed her boobs off. See the scars? Sawed her boobs off. But other than that, that's a man. And this is simply done to prove that those of us on the right are wrong, that men can have a baby. Well, that ain't no man. That is a woman. You can see the scars that has lopped off her own breasts, that kept her vagina and kept her parts on the inside, which, by the way, you have to keep your parts on the inside. Yeah, they can get hysterectomies, but there's nothing you can do. You're not going to get a man part. You're not going to get a woman part. You're going to be what you are. And this is that. So they can prove to us that we are wrong, even though it's impossible genetically and biologically for us to be wrong on this issue. Go, Aaron.
I think that other person in the ad is actually a man, too.
Oh,
I think that's
assume.
The man. Yeah, that's the man.
Oh, yeah, that looks, oh, yeah, yeah, he looks manly.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bearded one is a woman with her boobs cut off, and the other one is a man trying to look like a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. And it's just part of the destruction of the nuclear family, which has always been a CIA, Mossad, MI6 globalist agenda narrative. A globalist agenda item is to destroy the nuclear family using contrarian narratives like this. Let's change subjects. I'm showing you this next video just because it's incredibly interesting. That proved my point, proves Aaron's point, proves Joe's point that, you know what? It's all a giant chess game. Don't be a pawn. Tucker Carlson Network, play for me.
The central bank of the United States, the Fed, was created right before the war. What was the role of the central banks during that war?
From 1917... the US and Germany were at war, and their economies, organized as war economies, at the pinnacle of the war economies are the central banks. So who were the key players in the German central bank, the Reichsbank, which was 100% privately owned? It was somebody called Max Warburg, or Max Warburg, you might say in English. And who was at the pinnacle, in fact, was a founder of the Federal Reserve, and who was the key person there? Paul Warburg. his brother. But of course, the soldiers have to kill each other, and these two countries are
Wait. The head of the German Central Bank and the head of the American Central Bank were run by brothers during a war between the U.S. and Germany?
Yes.
Oh, that's shocking, isn't it? I mean, right before World War One, the Fed is created in 1913. So is the FBI, by the way. Again, if you want to believe in white hat versus black hats, you can. If you want to believe that, you know what, you had the righteous side of a war and the wrong side of the war. No. You had people that are profiting off of this, people that are profiteering off of these wars, and that's it. And did you have heroic acts during a war? Are our soldiers heroes? Yes, unwittingly so. They are heroes because they don't know when they storm the beaches of Normandy that they're actually doing that for central banks. Just for a very simplistic argument right now. There are a lot of other contributing factors, but that's really it. So yeah, they're heroes and they are heroic and they are brave. Just like, I mean, again, we all know what happened on 9/11. That was the Mossad, CIA, Israeli op. We all know that, just like the Liberty. So the people from the Port Authority, the New York City Fire Department, NYPD, storming up those buildings to save people's life. Yes, they are heroes, just like our soldiers were heroes in those wars. But heroes for purposes they didn't realize. They never should have been in those situations because those situations are purposely caused for people's financial profit. That's it. You don't have white hat versus black hat. You have Antichrist spirit versus Holy Spirit. You have Jesus Christ versus Antichrist. That's it. And there's people that are allegedly heroes on the right that are actually for the Antichrist. Some wittingly, some unwittingly. Does everybody know that they're a pawn? Nobody knows that they're a pawn. But right before World War One, you have the Fed started by Paul Warburg and the German version of the central bank Fed. His brother formed their central bank called, I can't remember, Reichsbank, something like that. Of course, it's Reichsbank, something like that. And it's Max Warburg. So you have one central bank system. I mean, again, Aaron and I could show you pictures. He's pulled them up many times. You look at the quote-unquote combatants in World War One, old men all knowing each other, causing young men who don't know each other to fight each other on their behalf. That's what, I mean, they're all cousins. They all look like twins. The Tsar of Russia, the King of England, the whatever his title was, the Austria-Hungary Tsar or King or Prime Minister, whatever, President, whatever you call him. They all were twins. They all were related. I mean, if you're still living under the delusion that there's good versus bad, it's like, okay, Muslims, bad. I mean, it is. The Muslim faith is bad. It doesn't mean that every Muslim commits crimes, but the Muslim faith is bad and causes lots of bad things. Read the Talmud. If you think Israelis are all innocent, please read it. You have to just be logical. You have to be what is true, not what you want to be true. What you want to be true, wanting something to be true. I see this with Christians all the time. I see it with Christians all the time. They form their own version of Jesus so that they can follow Jesus. But you're not following Jesus. You're following a demon masquerading as Jesus at your own creation because the demon will move right into that creation for you. Just because you want some, I want a Jesus that I can go to Margarita Bible studies. Get a little looped at my Margarita Bible studies. All talking about the power and presence of the Holy Ghost. Well, I'm looped at the Margarita Bible study. And you know what? I believe that's okay. I believe that that's perfectly fine. The only problem is that drunkenness in the Bible says, if you live in drunkenness, you live in a state of drunkenness, you're going to die and go straight to hell if you don't repent of the sin. But I don't believe that. So my Jesus would never tell me that I'm going to hell, right? Because your Jesus is actually a demon. You've created your own, think about it. You've created your own idol. And a demon has come in and just embodied that idol for you. That's what happens. I mean, I know all kinds of Christians like this. I know all sorts of them like it. They just want their own version of Jesus that they can follow because they're comfortable with it and it's what they believe is true. But it's not true. Here, Aaron, put that up there. I just want you to know, here's the combatants from World War One. And I mean, come on, guys. They're all relatives. And they're all going to hate each other? No, they were doing it for their own personal profit and power. That's what they were doing it for. Maybe they get a little butthurt here and there. Maybe. It doesn't matter. Don't be a pawn. The central bank system that all of these people were operating under, all these three were operating under Germans, which is Max Warburg. And then you have the United States start their own central bank called the Fed. And it's formed by, created by Max's brother, Paul Warburg. And then lo and behold, Aaron, we end up in the war.
Oh.
After we're sworn to that we would never go into the war.
Right.
We promised we would never intercede in the war. But lo and behold, the Lithuania gets sunk. Lithuania, Lithuania, I can't remember. Lusitania.
Lusitania
gets sunk. I'm getting stuck in the countries. But anyway, Lusitania gets sunk. Well, that's very convenient, just like Pearl Harbor is very convenient.
Yep.
Even though they knew about Pearl Harbor, we can advance. Oh, no, Tom, don't tell me. Don't violate my truth. Don't ever, never let the truth get in the way of my truth. Just like never let the Bible get in the way of my Christian theologies. This is the truth. There is, and when you're dealing with the world, there is no white hat and black hat. When you're dealing with spiritual things, there is. You have the devil versus God. That's it. Christ versus Antichrist. Holy Spirit versus the spirit of the Antichrist. The spirit of the world. Prince of the power of the air, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. That's it. Everything else is really worldly with world fight. Here it is, right? Fighting themselves. Fighting themselves for their own nefarious purposes. And then claiming that there's a good side and claiming there is a bad side. It's all worldly people. Listen, the Jews want to fight the Palestinians. And the Palestinians want to fight the Jews. It has nothing to do with good or bad guys. Nothing. Let them fight. Ukrainians want to fight the Russians. The Russians want to fight the Ukrainians. It's all worldly. It's all over here. It's not white hat versus black hat. It's black hat versus black hat. Black on black. That's it. That's the real world. That's it. Only good there is in Christ Jesus. That's it. Everything else is for nefarious, selfish, personal prosperity motives. That's it. Just want you to know that's how it is. Now let's go to Chuck Schumer for a couple minutes. And then I've got a couple Trump things, then we're getting to vaccines. All right, lives the TikTok video. Here's Chuck Schumer's back out at a podium now and claiming that voter ID means that we are trying to reinstitute Jim Crow. Here's a 15-second video. Play for me.
Not going to let them revert to Jim Crow. And if you don't think they want to revert to Jim Crow, just look what they did in the SAVE Act, which went back to took Jim Crow for the whole nation. By so making it hard, they said you need ID, and they made it so hard to show ID that probably half the people in America couldn't vote. We wouldn't let it pass.
So here we go with another nonsensical, inflammatory accusation that voter ID means that we are trying to reinstitute Jim Crow laws. And by the way, which party was it that institutionalized Jim Crow laws? Yep. That would be the Democratic Party. You see how it's all lies? That they're now lumping onto us that which they did, classic projection? But how is it, he said, making it almost impossible for anybody to vote? How is it impossible to vote when ID is required? So you can buy all these people that are not able to vote via ID are all buying Black and Milds.
Yep.
Right? They're all buying cigarettes. They're all buying beer, white or black or anybody else. All of these people that we're allegedly trying to marginalize have ID to buy Black and Milds and beer, right? So that's the same ID, Chucky. See, it's just all nefarious lies, making it so hard to vote. So hard to vote. Everybody does realize, I want you to know this from a law enforcement perspective, because people will go, well, there's people who have a DUI who don't have a driver's license. Yeah, they don't have a driver's license. They have what's called a state ID. And everybody in the world can get a state ID right now, even if you're a felon. You won't be allowed to vote, but in some states. But everybody gets, all you have to do to get a state ID is go up and ask for a state ID. Mm-hmm. That's it. You get a state ID card. They qualify for everything. That proves, that enables you to buy anything, proves your age for you to buy, conduct business, get a passport, anything else. That's it. You'll get a state ID. Doesn't matter whether you have a DUI or not. And again, I make this point. All of these people who Chuck Schumer is saying that we're attempting to marginalize are people who are buying cigarettes and beer every day using an ID that they can't use to then vote. You see, it's, I mean, this is what it means to be a Democrat. I'm going to get in front of a podium and just make up nonsensical, inflammatory rhetoric that I'm then going to use to falsely accuse my adversary. Nobody, who's trying to reinstitutionalize Jim Crow? Nobody. We're simply saying, you know what? We would like everybody, black, white, and everything in between, to have an ID to vote. So that we know that it's only United States citizens that are voting, because the only states that Kamala Harris won were the ones that don't require voter ID or signature verification. So we would like, and they have Mark Elias running all around this country fighting against signature verification and voter ID when he's the one who created the collusion hoax. These are horrible, wretched, repulsive, lying human beings. And just a little side note here for everybody. As Chuck Schumer is calling for Donald Trump to release the Epstein logs, no problem, Chucky. Oh, yeah, just so you know, from 2019. Chuck Schumer got thousands of dollars of donations from Jeffrey Epstein from his own hometown paper, New York Post. Huh. Just so you know. I mean, that's the truth about all of these. I mean, Chuck Schumer is just a disgusting, repulsive human being. Absolutely disgusting. All right, let's change the subjects again. All right, Charlie Kirk video. Just have to show you this. 42 seconds worth of mainstream media eating freaking crow on Trump's EU trade deal. Play it for me.
The early reviews are in on the new trade deal announced with the European Union. The Financial Times says the deal marks a victory for Trump.
Is this a fantastic deal then struck by Donald Trump?
Absolutely a victory on behalf of the Trump administration.
Well, the bottom line is this is the biggest trade deal in President Trump's effort to effectively reshape the global trading order.
On this deal, the European Union, this is a big win for the U.S.
The bigger picture is that Trump is still very much pursuing his longer-term goal of achieving what he perceives to be fairness for America.
It's a triumph of a lot of things. Certainly, the president ought to take a victory lap. I think it ends up being good for the European Union. It's a blow against the conventional wisdom.
I thought tariffs were evil. I was told, Aaron, weren't we told?
Yeah.
Tariffs were evil.
Yeah.
We were told that economic collapse was on the way, that we had a recession coming our way by August with all of these tariffs. But Trump keeps signing more and more deals, somewhere up to $18-ish trillion of foreign and domestic investment into our economy at this point. That now every single one of these people, do I have proof? No, it may be a hyperbolic statement, but we all know that it's true. Every single one of those people that were espousing Trump's virtue and espousing Trump's victories, all were saying the opposite, not 30 days ago. That he was crashing the economy. Tariffs are evil. Tariffs are evil. How are they evil when they're being imposed on us? And you don't call them evil when they're being, I mean, isn't that, think about the very essence of being nonsensical. If they're being imposed on you, on yourself, on your own country, on us, they're not evil. But if we impose them, we're being evil? How does that make sense to a leftist? You have to be absolutely asinine. You have to be absolutely nonsensical and illogical to qualify to be a Democrat now. So there they are, just eating crow. Have to show you this one. Adam Hughes video, titled Pay to Play. Kamala Harris campaign helped Al Sharpton hide pay to play endorsement payments, according to the TLP podcast, according to Alex Jones, according to Fox News. No, according to the National Black Churches Initiative. Listen to this. Play it for me.
Good to see you. We have a couple questions for you on this, but let's just start most simply with the accusation that President Trump has leveled at you. Were you paid for an endorsement?
Well, absolutely not. And as the FEC filings say, they helped the campaign, gave funds for Get Out the Vote campaigns for National Action Network, of which I'm a part of, and other civil rights groups, some which got more than National Action Network did. National Action Network nor I even endorsed her. What is interesting about this, though, is that the fact that this is the, as you accurately reported, second or third time, lawyers for National Action Network was looking at, can we sue him for defamation? Because he had knowledge this time that there was no endorsement and that I didn't get any money. This went to the nonprofit that I'm connected to. But let's look at the larger picture here. Donald Trump is in very serious problems around this whole question of Epstein. So last week, he was trying to flood the zone to take any pressure off of him and try to put his MAGA base back together again. The fact is, he started by saying he's going to fire the Fed chief. That didn't work. Then he went on to something about tariffs. That didn't work. Then he decided to do what he started his political career on, start race baiting, which was he started with birtherism, that Obama wasn't born here. Then he went and released the files now last week of Martin Luther King Jr., some of which are very questionable, and the family was opposed to him doing it. That didn't work. The next day he goes after Barack Obama, saying he ought to be prosecuted. That didn't work. Then he tries something else. Then over the weekend, Kamala Harris, Oprah Winfrey, Beyonce, Al Sharpton. The race card, the threat here is race. And that's what he's trying to do. They're swapping money. They're doing things like Obama was holding back with Russia. It's all about trying to get past Epstein. We have shown in National Action Network and other groups what we did and didn't do in the campaign. Even when I spoke at the convention, I said we don't endorse candidates. We have come with our files. Release the Epstein files, Mr. Trump. Do what we did. Oh, be quiet.
Yeah, you're certainly.
All right, hysterical there as he deflects to Epstein. But let's break down what the Reverend Al said. So he says that, you know what? They've his organization, which is what? An NGO. The National Action Network never endorsed. And remember, he endorsed Kamala Harris 1 second after she donated out of her camp. Remember, this is a $1.4, I believe it is, billion-dollar campaign that she spent. $1.4 billion to lose and to be smoked by Donald Trump in the only states that she won were the states with no voter ID. But anyway, the moment that she endorses, the moment that she gives Al Sharpton's organization that pays him $500,000, he endorsed her. And he says, the organization never endorsed her. The organization can't endorse anybody. It's an NGO. It's a 501c3. It's like Foundation Church can't endorse. I can, but the church can't. He knows that. And he's just a liar. He's just a pathetic, repulsive, repugnant, disgusting liar. That's what he is. He knows that the National Action Network never endorses anybody. But the moment that the people who pay him receive $500,000, who in the world out of a campaign, who gives an organization money out of a campaign? Nobody. You buy ads with campaigns, with campaign finances. You don't give it to an organization like this that's going to do nothing for you, except she wanted the Al Sharpton. I mean, imagine how pathetic you have to be to want the Al Sharpton endorsement, but she did, so she paid it into his organization. That pays him. So what, I mean, these people are absolutely disgusting. Speaking of that, good launching pad. Let's go into vaccines for a couple minutes here. Breaking, this is one of the very strange. Now, all these other nominations, 136 of them, are being stalled in the Senate. But somehow, and they're like, Tom, explain to me how it is that this woman gets past RFK Jr. I don't know. I don't know, because this is a vaccine demon right here. That's who this woman is. Vaccine demon. How does she get past RFK Jr.? Because they're longtime friends. That I know. But how does she get past Trump? Because Trump created Operation Warp Speed, which used the mRNA technology. But somehow Susan Meneses, even though every other one of these nominations is being stalled, was somehow allowed through. Weird, isn't it? For her to be the head of the CDC, an mRNA prostitute that she is. Breaking, U.S. Senate confirms President Trump's CDC director, Susan Meneses, has been confirmed 51-47. And Eric Doherty obviously doesn't know what he's talking about. He says, great, but a huge backlog remains. Eric Doherty doesn't know who he's talking about, I guess, even though Eric Doherty's great. Allow recess appointments. Yes, with all these other ones. But it's very strange how a very, very important nominee that supports the left is allowed through. A woman who supports vaccine mandates, who supports mRNA technology, who supports 35 million excess deaths since the vaccine rollout. So let's look into this for just a minute in our vaccine section of the show tonight, because, I mean, is anybody just wondering how all these people just keep dying? out of nowhere. I mean, Ryan Sandberg just died. I mean, he was young. And again, I'm not saying that they are the vaccination. I'm saying that this is suspicious. All these things are very suspicious that these people, you're like, well, yeah, but Ryan Sandberg is like 63 and is dead. You were talking about Deion Sanders and what he's going through. Ozzy Osbourne. I mean, he was singing a little bit ago, big time vax pimp that he was. He dies. It's just all very strange. I mean, it is very, very strange how this is all panning out. And pretty much what we were told from the onset was that these vaccinations, that their lifespan of basically causing extremely adverse symptoms is 7 years, and people started getting them in 21. So 2028 may be the end of it, maybe, if you survive. I don't know. That and by the way, that's the adverse effects coming to light, not necessarily dissipating. So I don't know if they dissipate after 7 years. But anyway, somehow Susan Menares gets confirmed when nobody else can get confirmed, and it's very advantageous for the left. You look, Tom, 47 Democrats voted against her confirmation. Yeah, this is one of those, of course, the symbolic votes, just like McCain and Obamacare, votes against it. Every time they know they can't overturn it, the moment they have the votes to overturn it, he votes to keep it. It's a typical, I mean, that's all that Washington, D.C. is about. And I'm talking about every single senator and every single congressman in the House and Senate, with the exception of maybe 10 or 12 people total out of the 535. The rest of them are wretched, repulsive human beings. So let's look at this. Go to the next one for me. Dr. Jane Ruby video. Another sellout traitor pushing mRNA bioweapon. Here's Susan Menares. Play for me.
Thoughts about the safety of mRNA vaccine in general?
The FDA has, in the production of the COVID-19 vaccine, had approved the mRNA vaccines as safe and had demonstrated efficacy associated with them.
So you would not be prejudiced from the get-go against such a platform, such a vaccine built upon a platform, whether it's for COVID, flu, for Lyme disease, or anything else?
That is why I have no a priori prejudice against the mRNA platform or any other approach that is being taken to develop vaccines. And that is why we have safety and efficacy standards that the FDA puts in place for any of these medical product trials to ensure that anything that is being developed, we can have the confidence that we can put it in ourselves and our children, our family.
So that we can put it in ourselves and put it in our children. And she talks about vaccine trials. Everybody does now realize that there's never been a double-blind placebo vaccine trial for any vaccine in the United States of America, including the mRNAs. Because Anthony Fauci was challenged over and over again by RFK Jr., who for some unknown reason wants this woman to be in charge of the CDC. But RFK Jr. challenged Fauci, show me the double-blind placebo-based vaccine trial data that you have about any vaccine ever in the history of the United States of America. And he kept saying, I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to find it. He never did. So RFK Jr. sued him. And Anthony Fauci finally had to say, we don't have it. Just understand that. No vaccine in America has ever been truly tried. It's not gone through any legitimate trial that aspirin had to go through, that Tylenol had to go through, that cough syrup had to go through, but not a vaccine that you, and as Bill Gates says, we just inject it right into their bloodstream, right into their arm. None of them have actually had a true trial. None of them have actually had trials. And you have this woman, we're going to ensure that we're going to continue the proven trial system that we have. There's not been one. There was never an mRNA technology vaccine, double-blind placebo vaccine trial ever. There still hasn't been one. And somehow there's an FDA-approved Comirnaty vaccination that, by the way, just to go over that very quickly, just using the military as an example, people in the military were under the impression that they were receiving the FDA-approved COVID vaccination. Not one American has ever received the FDA-approved Comirnaty mRNA Pfizer BioNTech vaccination. Not one. Not one. As Joe Biden came out and kept saying, the vaccines that we're giving you are FDA approved. No, that was a completely different vaccination. Lying, repulsive, repugnant, disgusting human beings. And now another one is in charge of the CDC. Might as well just kept Rochelle Walensky. You should have just kept that monster in there. You just hired the exact same person. Now, there is no true vaccine trial. Not one of them has been truly trialed. Not one of them has. But they claim over and over again that they have been. That's all lies. It's like World War I, lie. World War II, lie. Climate change, lie. Central bank digital currencies, lie. Vaccines, lie. It's all lies. It's all lies for the personal profit of the profiteers. That's it. And I have no problem with people making money, but not via lies. And that hurt and kill people. So let's break some of this down. McAuliffe Foundation, Peter McAuliffe Foundation video. Did football legend Deion Sanders, everyone just heard he has a major bladder cancer. And he's going through a very drastic surgery to have basically his bladder removed, and then they're going to use other pieces of his body to create a new bladder. It's all explained in the video anyway. Did football legend Deion Sanders develop turbo cancer following mRNA gene therapy? Play for me.
All right, Deion Sanders, 57 years old, bladder cancer. I think for a lot of us, we keep hearing this same refrain, and it's getting a little alarming. Are we just hearing more about it, or is it actually happening more frequently?
Well, you know, I'm broadcasting from Dallas, and here in Dallas, we love Deion Sanders, former Dallas Cowboy, absolutely, you know, two-way player, played baseball, incredible sports figure, incredible father and family man. He's been racked with COVID-19 vaccine complications from the very beginning. You know, he had a family history of peripheral arterial disease. He previously had turf toe when he played, and so he had altered anatomy of his foot. He developed COVID-19 vaccine blood clots, arterial and venous, and several years ago, after he was pushing the vaccine hard, we know he took multiple doses, he nearly lost his leg. He had multiple surgeries. He made a docuseries on this. It's been absolutely tragic. He didn't put two and two together that the vaccines had promoted his lower extremity blood clot syndrome. And now we hear that he has severe invasive bladder cancer requiring a total replacement of the bladder. It's essentially unheard of. I've never seen that in my clinical practice in a man in his 50s. This is a very, very serious surgery. You have to take part of the colon, refashion the bladder, connect the ureters, the urethra. This is a big deal. It's actually a modern surgical miracle that he's had complete extirpation of the bladder. But we have to ask the question, why? And until oncologists and surgeons and the victims themselves, until they ask the question, could the COVID-19 vaccine be related to what we call a turbo cancer? That is a very aggressive cancer. We're not going to get a level set on reality. There are now thousands of papers pointing to the fact that the new genetic messenger RNA vaccines could promote cancer.
All right, so go to the next one for me, guys. Edward Down, we're going to talk about this in detail side by side. Here it is. Here's the data. I don't want it to be true. It doesn't make it not true. And I know I'm not yelling at you that are watching this podcast right now. I'm yelling at the people that aren't watching the podcast, which, of course, makes no difference. I mean, it makes no sense. But anyway, but it doesn't matter whether you want it to be true or not. Look at the dates there. This is starting from 2009, running to 2025. Hey, Aaron.
Yes.
When did it seem to just rocket straight up? Look at the date.
Yeah, it looks like after 2021.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Right, I mean, it looks totally normal right to the first month of 2021. Very strange. I mean, totally, but we had some ups and downs, whatever it may be. And then rockets up in February of 2021. Second month of 2021. Yeah. Which happens to coincide with the vaccine rollout.
Oh.
Very strange. And that's when all the excess deaths began. That Aaron and I have shown one graph after another from their own census bureaus around the world, where there was not one time was there any increase in excess death in 2020, when everybody was dying of the vaccine, dying of COVID-19. There was no excess deaths in the United States, no excess deaths in the UK, Spain, Germany, Guatemala, Philippines, Japan, China, anywhere. No excess deaths. The excess deaths began exclusively after the vaccine rollout. So nobody, at that time, you had the very non-virulent variants like Omicron that were prevalent. which is a runny nose and a scratchy throat. And more people died of Omicron than Delta and Alpha variants combined because they had no immune system anymore. So Edward Dowd, U.S. cancer expenditures and U.S. disabilities inflecting. Gee, what is it, gang? Well, look at it. I mean, and look at 2025. People think it's going away because you don't hear about it anymore. And part of that is, you know, that's part of that's on me. I've had my vaccine expose here, sitting here, and Aaron and Joe and everybody else on the podcast has had to reload these slides over and over again. And I won't get through it tonight, so we're gonna reload them again. But anyway, because I won't get through all of it. We're gonna get through this entire expose because people need to hear it. But I haven't talked about it enough either. I need to roll in a vaccine section of the show. I'm scared to talk about vaccines because that'll be all that I end up talking about. If I start the show with this tonight, this is what we'd be on this slide right now. If I started the show on this slide, we'd still be on this slide right now because I can't stop talking about vaccines once I start talking about them because they're so heinous. But anyway, so here it is. This is what is true. This is what's true. And you just heard this, the video from the McCullough Foundation. What the vaccines do is if you have a pre-existing condition, they exacerbate it. He already had a clotting sort of problem, Deion Sanders did, and then it has just exacerbated it to where he almost lost his leg. So before, it was a manageable sort of infirmity that he had. Probably through medications, managed the problem. And then Deion Sanders comes out and pimps the vaccination. Comes out. It's Hank Aaron died right after he got vaccinated. But he's old, Aaron. I mean, he's old. So,
of course.
But he's perfectly healthy. And then Betty White pimps the vaccination and she takes it and dies.
Yep.
Just one right after another. But they're all just old, though. Just so everybody knows, the number one age class that was affected by the vaccine that killed or infirmed the most people was in the elderly. I mean, if COVID didn't get them, which was a 95% survival rate, even with multiple comorbidities for people over the age of 85, it kills everybody. 95% survival rate with people with four or more comorbidities who are over the age of 85. That's how horrible it was. You were better off getting COVID than the flu if you were 85 with comorbidities. But anyway, back to Deion Sanders. So then he ends up with blood clots. He used to have a manageable situation. Then he nearly loses his leg and has to have multiple surgeries to save his leg. Then he ends up with, now listen, people need to understand who Peter McAuliffe is. Because he's been cast aside by the medical community, which is nothing but a band of disingenuous liars, a bunch of people who lack all human dignity and all self-respect. We have no measure of integrity. They simply follow whatever pre-printed card is handed to them. This is what you will say. This is the medication that you'll push. These are the vaccinations that you push. That's 90% of the medical industry. Then you have the outliers like Peter McCullough, like Ryan Cole, like Robert W. Malone. People like that. And Peter McCullough is, you're talking about a world-renowned, the most published cardiologist in the history of the world, cast aside because he's telling the truth. Because, again, what the medical industry does is just like the fake Christian who makes their own version of Jesus and follows it, the fake doctor, the fake medical industry creates their own version of medicine, whether it's true or not. They create their own version of medicine and then follow that ideology. Well, Peter McCullough actually looks under microscopes and studies things and says, you know what? There's the truth proven by the science, not the fake science that the leftists follow, but real science. Here's real science right here. That didn't go up during COVID. I'm looking at 2020. It didn't go up in 2020. In fact, it went down. Cancer went down in 2020.
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it? It went down in 2020. And then skyrockets up right at the beginning of 2021, like Mount Everest. And then, so Peter McCullough just given his bona fides, that world-renowned, absolutely world-renowned. All these guys, Ryan Cole, out of the Mayo Clinic, board-certified pathologist out of the Mayo Clinic, and they're just cast aside because they're telling the truth. They refuse to spout the party line. And he says this is unheard of. And Peter McCullough will tell you this. He saw, I believe it is, his entire career, two myocarditis patients, his entire career up till now, and now he's flooded with them. Aaron, that's just coincidence.
Yeah, of course.
Just coincidence. But Deion Sanders has an unheard of invasive bladder cancer. Unheard of, he said. Unheard of for a man that age to have that. Absolutely unheard of where he has to have the surgery, basically where he's having to have like a bladder replacement surgery. Unheard of. And this is going on all over the world. Let's go to the next one. Jim Ferguson video. The awkward silence right now, the Yale study, Yale, Aaron, that bastion of right-wing conservatism, reportedly found that 37% reduction in lifespan. Can we guess for what class? The vaccinated. Play it for me.
That awkward silence that you hear in America right now is the vaccinated realizing that we, the unvaccinated, were right. A major study found that the mRNA injections reduce a person's lifespan by a whopping 37%. In the United States, the average life expectancy in 2019 was 78.79 years. A 37% reduction from 78.79 equals a loss of just over 29.15 years. The average life expectancy in the Western world, generally encompassing Europe, North America, parts of Asia and Australia, is around 80 to 83 years. This means that the average life expectancy in Western nations has plunged by 29.6 to 30.71 years. In other words, the vaccines were bioweapons, like our friend and medical rights activist, Dr. Joe Sansone, has been arguing for years. In fact, Dr. Sansone's push to get the COVID-19 vaccines registered as bioweapons just had a major victory in Minnesota state legislature.
I think everybody would agree that's kind of a problem that you have a Yale study reportedly found 37% reduction. You just lost 37% of your life. Huh. I mean, hey, you're supposed to live to 90, but you're going to live to 60. Actually, less than 60. That's not bad, huh? But again, depending on what country you live in. So, in the United States, you're supposed to live now because since the vaccine rollout, our life expectancy has dropped 2 years. Same thing in Canada, by the way. Their life expectancy has dropped a couple years since the vaccination, too. So not only has life expectancy gone down, but it's possibly gone down 37% for the vaccinated. So you're supposed to live 77 years in the United States, but no, you know, you're only going to lose 30% of that. So, you know, you could still get to live 52 years. Isn't that great? That's what they do to you. That's how evil these people are. I want to just show you this before we go. I want to make sure everybody sees this. I just want to prove to you that there were no excess deaths during COVID. Aaron, put the first one up. What great country? New Zealand, Five Eyes country. So let's look. They're right there in the circular portion is the epicenter of the alpha variant of COVID-19. Right there. Right, Aaron? There it is. Yep. There it is. How many excess deaths were there? Zero.
No.
Absolutely none. The excess deaths began and exactly, look at that. Right at the right hand. Right on the outskirts of that circle on the right-hand side of 2021. That's when, look at those excess deaths. Look at them. Look at it. There's the COVID-19 vaccination matching, Aaron, look at it, matching the excess deaths.
Weird.
The amount of people who got vaccinated or the number of the people who got the excess deaths by percentage. Wild, isn't it? Go to the next one. So let's go. I mean, Belgium did it. I mean, it just has to be that one. Go. Well, let's go to the Philippines then. Oh, there it is. The pandemic. The epicenter of the alpha variant COVID-19 pandemic. Zero excess deaths. Matter of fact, deaths went down. Less people died that year than the year before. Same thing in the United States, by the way. Less people died in 2020 than 19.
Weird.
Isn't that odd? Less people died. And then lo and behold, when did the deaths go up? Look at that little 2021 right there. See a little arrow almost pointing at 2021? There it goes again. Look at the number of the COVID people who are COVID-19 vaccinated, and it matches the excess deaths. That's weird, isn't it?
Odd.
Oh, well, it must just be Philippines and New Zealand. That has to be it, right? Oh, let's go to another one. Oh, here's Thailand. Exact same thing. No excess deaths at all. As a matter of fact, deaths went down in 2020.
Weird.
Huh. It's weird, isn't it? Nobody died. It's weird. No, I mean, they actually have negative excess deaths. I mean, far less people died in 2020 than 19. But then lo and behold, when did the deaths start going up? Oh, right there at 2021 again. You got any more?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Because it must just, oh, no, here's Malaysia. Exact same thing. Got any more?
Yep.
Going, oh, Australia, 96% of the population is fully vaccinated. Oh, no wonder their excess deaths went through the roof after they were vaccinated. Look at the high of deaths in 2020. It's lower than 19. It's lower than 18. It's lower than 17. About exactly as 16. How was there a pandemic then?
Yeah.
How was there ever a pandemic? By the way, all of this is 100% true. Their excess deaths began in 2021 and matches the amount of people who are vaccinated. Isn't that odd? Anymore?
One more.
Here it is. Let's go to Singapore. Exact same thing again. Less deaths in 2020 than 19, then 18, then 17. About the same as 16 again. Nothing. No excess deaths at all. It was all a freaking mirage, and they killed you with the vaccination. They used what wouldn't kill you to scare you into taking what would. And that's exactly what happened. A lot of pastors and churches pimped and hoarded it like street prostitutes, which is what they are. All right, let's go. Rumble Rants tonight. Nate Dad won $50. Texas Billy $50. Patriot Wolverine $20. Robin Aroni $20. John Phillips $5. Thank you guys so much in the rant. Appreciate it. That way better than last night's rant, which was zero.
Zero.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's the first zero we've had in a long time.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't remember having a zero, but that's great. Thanks for bouncing back tonight. Appreciate it. Love you guys in the rant. Stick around for the post game. I know tomorrow night's, I shouldn't advertise for him, but, you know, can't help it. Tomorrow night, I believe it's Alex Jones is debating Nick Fuentes right at 9 o'clock, but you can always watch that later.
That's true.
So you can watch that later. I'll be watching it later. So I'm just being honest. I'll be watching it in my post TLP walk after I do the podcast. But anyway, love you guys. Appreciate you. Stick around for the post game. Back here tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. God bless you guys.